This is Mark Steiner, and today is June the 12th. Welcome to This Day in History.
I have cherished the idea of a democratic and free society in which all persons will live together in harmony and with equal opportunities. It is an idea for which I hope to live for. But my Lord, if it needs be, it is an idea for which I am prepared to die.
That was Nelson Mandela, speaking in a South African courtroom on this day in 1964, when he was sentenced to life in prison for sabotage. He was charged as a member of the Spear of the Nation, the military arm of the African National Congress that sought to overthrow the apartheid government of South Africa. He said, "I do not deny that I planned sabotage. I did not do this in a spirit of recklessness. I planned it as a result of a calm and sober assessment." Nelson Mandela was not released until 1990. On this day in 1942, Anne Frank was given a diary for her 13th birthday. Anne Frank was a Jewish teenager who was born in Germany but spent most of her life in the Netherlands. In 1942, as persecution of Jews increased in Europe, her family went into hiding. For 2 years, the family lived in cramped, concealed rooms behind a bookcase in a building where her father worked. Then someone informed them to the Nazis. They were arrested and forced into concentration camps. Anne Frank died in the Bergen-Belsen concentration camp in 1945. Her father, Otto Frank, survived the Holocaust and published her diary in 1947. It was an international bestseller and still is a seminal work read by millions to this day. The edition that Otto Frank published, though, is heavily edited, and a complete unedited version was published again in 1997 by surviving members of Frank's family. Her cousin, Buddy Elias, said the new edition showed a different impression of Anne Frank. It shows her in a truer light, not as a saint, but as a girl like every other girl. She was nothing, actually. People tried to make a saint out of her and glorify her. That she was not. She was an ordinary, normal girl with a talent for writing, he wrote. On this day in 1963, civil rights leader Medgar Evers was murdered in front of his home in Jackson, Mississippi, by Ku Klux Klan member Byron De La Beckwith. Evers was involved in a boycott against racist white merchants in Jackson, Mississippi, and worked on the campaign to enroll James Meredith in the University of Mississippi. On June 12, 1963, he pulled into his driveway after a meeting. He was carrying NAACP T-shirts that read, "Jim Crow Must Go," when he was struck in the back with a bullet that ricocheted and hit his house. Evers was murdered just hours after then-President John F. Kennedy made a televised speech in support of civil rights. And today marks the start of the long, hot summer of 1967, when more than 150 riots and rebellions rocked this country. The largest rebellions that summer happened in Newark and Detroit, but there were also rebellions in Houston, Buffalo, Milwaukee, and Minneapolis. Today is the day it all started in Tampa, Florida. In this day in 1912, Massachusetts became the first state to adopt a minimum wage law. It set a minimum wage for women and children, but not for men. The Massachusetts 1912 report of the Commission on Minimum Wage Boards said that whenever wages, quote, are less than the cost of living and the reasonable provision for maintaining the worker in health, the industry employing her is in receipt of the working energy of a human being at less than that cost, and to that extent, is parasitic. And here's a song to think about on this June the 12th. It's American Skin, 41 Shots, by Bruce Springsteen. Performed this day in 2000. It was his first performance of the song in New York, and the crowd at Madison Square Garden responded with a mixture of cheers and boos. The song's about the New York Police Department's killing of Amadou Diallo. Amadou Diallo is a 22-year-old man from Guinea who was approached by four plainclothes New York City police officers outside of his Bronx apartment. He pulled out his wallet, and the police then fired 41 shots, killing Diallo. They later claimed that they thought he was pulling out a gun. Bruce Springsteen's song about the incident was controversial and led to the Patrolman's Benevolent Association of the City of New York, the largest union representing New York City police officers, calling for a boycott of Springsteen's show. After the killing of Trayvon Martin, he began performing this song live again. And last year, he recorded a studio version of it as a tribute to the victims of police violence. You got to understand the rules. Promise me the officer stops you. That's your only To continue your exploration of this day in history, visit steinershow.org for resources. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back. Promise me you'll keep your head to the side. Isn't it a God?